Katie O'Rourke from Aintis, welcome to Northside Today, Katie.
Good morning, Donny. How are you?
I am well. Katie, two things, and if I ask you the two of them one after the other, I can give you a decent run at it to explain. First of all, maybe for those who have been away on a foreign planet for the last couple of years, you might tell us about the work of Aintis, and you have a conference coming up shortly.
Absolutely. So just for any of your listeners, Donny, who haven't heard of Aintis previously, we're Ireland's national adult learning organisation. So as well as providing information to adults who might be looking to return to education, we also promote the value and the benefits of adult learning, and we advocate on behalf of the sector. So we're an independent NGO, and we've over 500 members all around the country. And we don't directly provide courses, but many of our members support adult learners around the country. So a big part of our work has focused on community education. And I guess as an organisation, we've really argued that community education has a proven track record in engaging the most educationally disadvantaged learners and providing them with quality educational experiences that meet their needs. So it's fantastic. Some of these groups might not necessarily have the confidence to access other forms of education. So community education for them can act as a first step back to education. So really, I guess community education is a strong focus of our work. And 2017 is a very exciting year for us, as it marks the 10-year anniversary of the Aintis Community Education Network. So for those listeners, Donny, who don't know about the CEN, the Community Education Network, it was established in 2007 by Aintis, and it's a network of over 100 independently managed community education providers all around Ireland who really work collaboratively, sharing information and resources, engaging in professional development, and also really working to ensure that community education is valued and resourced in Ireland. And so to mark this really important milestone, we're holding a conference called CEN 10, Sustaining Community Education. And the conference takes place on Wednesday, the 29th of November in Croke Park. And really it'll look to provide, you know, to showcase community education and the wide-ranging contribution that it can have to an individual person, their families as well, and also the community. And so at this conference, we want to raise the profile of community education, strengthen the understanding of the wider benefits, because there's many wider benefits for returning to adult learning, and that's something that Aintis promote widely, and also to ensure that community education is sustainable in the future. So we would love anybody who has an interest in community education to join us on the day. And if you visit www.aintis.com and go to the events section, you can find out registration details of how you can get involved in the conference.
And that's Friday the 29th of September.
It's Wednesday the 29th of November.
Ah, sorry. Yes, indeed. You see, now so, that's so how you clarify things.
We have a few months. We have a few months to go. So very, lots of time for
very
people
good.
To get involved.
Katie, a question that I have been dying to ask for a while, and I've interviewed a good few of the people, yourself previously before, and other Aintis people indeed. Why in a country that purports, and I use the word purports, to have free education, do we need Aintis?
I guess there's probably lots of different answers to that question, Donny. But I guess the education system, and I know I'll bring it back to the learner, I think would be a useful thing to do, because Aintis, we would say that we're the voice of adult learning, and really what we try and do is give a voice to adult learners in terms of what issues are coming up from them, what are the important aspects of adult learning for learners. And many learners that we talk to may have had a negative past experience of education. They would often say that it's not a one-size-fits-all system, and for some people, whether they may have needed additional support in returning to education, that wasn't something that was necessarily given to them. And so adult learning provides a huge opportunity for them to really transform their lives. And a lot of learners would say that to us, that, you know, they didn't get the chance first time around. And adult learning has huge wider benefits in terms of improving people's mental health and their well-being, their confidence, allowing them to help their children with their homework. And so ANTA's really tries to give a voice to those learners who, you know, I guess without ANTA's might not necessarily have the opportunity to, you know, to have a voice. And, you know, it's really, really important that, that all adults in Ireland have access to quality learning throughout their lives, no matter what their background or their previous experiences are. So that's something that we feel really passionately about as an organisation, and really try and give a voice to those learners specifically. You know, our work is really based around widening participation in lifelong learning, and, you know, ensuring community education supports quality learning opportunities for those most educationally disadvantaged, and that's all around the country, really. So that's a big part of what we do. And we're a membership organisation, so, you know, we're the voice of our members as well. And I think celebrating community education is really, really important to us, and it's something that, you know, our members are, you know, will give them an opportunity to showcase the fantastic work that they do as well on a local level, but bringing that to the national level through ANTA's.
I remember a number of years ago at an ANTA's Star Award ceremony, I think it was in the Burlington, I'm almost certain it was, or it could have been juries, speaking with former Governor of Mountjoy Prison, John Lonergan, who gave an absolutely fabulous speech on the particular day. And he remarked that in his era going to school, that anybody who was falling just even a little bit short of the mark was sort of dispensed with by the teachers, and they were put in the corner and totally passed over. Anybody with learning difficulties hadn't a hope, because they were just totally castigated and thrown to one side. Has that changed, that kind of a mentality within the, we'll say, the structured educational system? Or are you still finding young people, you know, sort of 19, 20, 21, up to 25 or 30 years of age, coming to you because they fell through the cracks in the educational system as we know it?
Yeah, I guess, you know, we would have a lot of adult learners contacting us looking for information, and I don't want to comment too specifically on the primary kind of and secondary system at the moment, because obviously we're predominantly based on adult learning. But yet we would find that, you know, I guess the one thing for say young adults coming out of secondary school is just to be aware of the wider options that are available to them. You know, what adult learning does is, I guess, provide numerous pathways for people to, you know, to get the career that they want, and maybe look at different routes to go down that path. So I think probably we would find that there are more supports available for younger people, but I guess what the adult learning environment can provide is really tailored supports for learners who may need those additional supports, whether it's around, you know, additional learning, childcare, because that can be a big barrier for adults returning to education. But I guess what many learners would tell us is that adult learning environment is very different from maybe what their school setup would be, and it's very much based around peer-to-peer learning and learning from each other. And I definitely think a lot of adults would say that that's a very positive experience for them, and it's definitely community education, you know, takes place within the community and can definitely provide very tailored supports towards for those learners and really just allow them to kind of build up their own learning. So I think there's plenty of different avenues and options, even for young adults coming out of school now, and that it's not all about university if that's not necessarily the route that they want to go down, that on the national framework of qualifications you can build up, you know, if somebody wants to do a level 5 and then build that up to level 6. And many learners who come through further education and training will go on, progress on to third level as well, but maybe just go a different route, and it really allows people to, you know, to build up their learning, but also to get a taste of what their passions are and what they want to do for a career, if that's what the choice that they're making.
Katie, it must give you a huge sense of purpose and a huge sense of pride and achievement when you hear stories about people who contact the ANTA's seeking adult education, and who come in, go through whatever programs are set up or return to education, come out the other end, and then go on to careers And you know, and the people in Aintis know that those people are where they are today because of what Aintis was able to provide for them.
Yeah, well, I think Aintis can definitely help learners on the first track by providing information, but really, I guess credit completely goes to local, you know, community education providers and adult learning providers on the ground, because the support that they provide to learners, and many of them may come into the centres, you know, with very little education and confidence, and, you know, really have faced many challenges in their lives. And the support, and we learners say it again and again, the tutor support that is provided to them in order to support them, you know, give them the confidence to progress with their learning. And yes, many of them go on to careers, and or but even being able to transform their family lives or have those wider benefits is so important. So yeah, it's a fantastic work to be in. There's still many challenges and barriers for learners that I think, you know, Aintis has a duty to, you know, make sure that that's being heard at you know, at top level, because it's just really, really important that all learners have, you know, access to quality learning, you know, no matter what their circumstances are. And the learner supports are a huge part of that. But yeah, the work that happens and the work that especially the community education providers provide on the ground is just really fantastic. And so for them, you know, and they'd be very close to the learners, and often the learners will return to the centres, and many of the learners may end up working in the centres to continue to mentor learners who come through as well and give back to the community. So I think that's a really important point as well to make. So we'd really encourage any of your listeners, Donny, who want to take part and celebrate, help us celebrate 10 years of the Community Education Network, like I said, to visit the website www.aintis.com and go to the events section. And there's plenty of ways for organisations to showcase the fantastic work they do at our conference. We're going to have a community education concourse where people can showcase what their organisation does. We'd also invite learners, community education learners, to come along and also highlight the impact that community education has had on their lives. So really, we're really looking forward to a fantastic event and would encourage people to take part.
Well, Katie, I have no doubt that the work that Aintis has done and your helpers and educators has opened doors for many, many people that would have remained closed for the entirety of their life. Katie, two things just before I let you go, and I can't thank you enough for joining me this morning. Katie, Are there Aintis centres in most places, you know what I mean, like that the people can drop into an office somewhere? And again, that day down in Croke Park, can you give us the details of that again, just before you go?
No problem. So a lot of our members around the country provide education, but if people are looking to find out some information about their own adult learning options, we have a brand new information booklet that people can find on onestepup.ie. We also have a free phone helpline that people can call for information. So it's 1-800-303-669, and the conference takes place on Wednesday the 29th of November in Croke Park, and people can find more information on the Aintis website, aintis.com.
Katie O'Rourke from Aintis, thank you so much for joining me on Northside today. Lovely to talk to you again, Katie.
Thanks, Tony. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.